go off the cuff.
I'll try not to say too much.
No, that's completely fine. Yeah, so I haven't done this in a while, but you want to talk loud. Okay. Not loud, but just talk. Don't whisper is what we're kind of going for.
Got it.
Yeah. I was trying to do a podcast once every month, and then COVID hit. And I actually did do one podcast during the COVID with an owner from Oshawa. And then since then, been lacking the motivation. But figured we should introduce you. Rich Davidson's going to be coaching our Olympic lifting classes come September. First one will be September 14th. It was going to be the 7th, but then I realized it was Labor Day. And we don't run a full class on Labor Day, so it's September 14th. So, Rich, how do we get introduced? Emma. We got introduced through Emma. That's right. Because you were a volunteer with Emma.
That's right.
And then you got hired full-time with Ottawa Fire. Congratulations. You won the lottery.
Thank you. Excited to get started, both in the fire service and coaching.
Yeah. Tell me, how did you get started? Or what did you get started in weightlifting?
So weightlifting was part of my training when I was a football player. So I started doing power cleans, squat, all the basic movements when I was playing football in high school and then preparing to go to university. When I went to university at Laurier, I played offensive line, and that's where we incorporated more of the full Olympic lifts, snatch, clean and jerk.
Okay.
And after my first year, I had racked up a few concussions, and I started training weightlifting more as kind of my backup sport because I told myself, you know, I need to protect my brain. I don't want to play in the CFL.
Right.
If I get basically one more, I'm going to switch to weightlifting.
Right.
And then in my second year, I got the one more, and I just switched over.
I got it?
Yeah, so I called it quits at that point and then switched over to weightlifting full-time at that point, and that was in 2013.
And did you have a... Would you say you had a, or were you genetically gifted going in to that? Like, were you like, I can move weight fairly easily. Like,
yeah, the first time I ever did any weight training was in grade 9 with some of the football guys in the middle of the season.
Yeah.
And the first day I ever trained, I deadlifted 300 pounds at 13 years old. So I guess you could say I had a natural kind of disposition for heavy lifting early on. Growing up on a farm and everything helped with that, I'm sure.
Yeah. And now, so second year of university, 19 years old. I'm now doing Olympic weightlifting.
Yeah.
And did you self-coach, got a coach? Because Laurier is Waterloo? No.
Yeah, it's in Waterloo.
Waterloo?
Yeah.
So did you get a coach in Waterloo?
So I actually, for the first 6 months or so of being just dedicated weightlifting training, I had no idea what I was doing. I was just reading everything I could online. I couldn't do a full snatch. I could barely hold a bar over my head because my shoulders were mangled from all the years of football and offensive line and hitting. So a lot of it was figuring it out on my own, slowly and poorly. I went into my first competition and had no idea what I was doing, no idea how to compete, how to count attempts. Had a lot of fun and actually qualified for Junior Ontario's. And at that point, I got introduced to a coach in Toronto. And so then I started driving from Waterloo to Toronto once a week to get coaching and kind of train with a team. And then I would take back what I learned that week, train on my own for a week, and go back and forth that way.
Okay. And what's your weight class now?
Weight class now, most recently I competed in 109, because the weight class has shifted a year or two ago now. It used to be 105, and now I'm cutting down to 102, mainly just for health reasons and firefighting, to be more fit.
So you're cutting down to 102, and that's the 102 class?
Correct.
Okay. And there's a 109, and then is there a class after the 109?
That's a super heavyweight, so everything over 109, so 109 plus.
Those are big boys.
Yeah. That's what I used to be right after football. I was a super heavyweight, and then
I got up
to 3 bills, and I said no more. I mean, way too much pasta.
Right. Wow. And then when did you decide? So, and then and this is your first year you decide to start cutting down to 103.
My first year I competed as super heavyweight. Then I said, there's no point in me being this heavy. I should cut down, compete at 105.
Yep.
So I did that. And after that point, basically just stayed there. I did a few competitions where I'd be a light super heavyweight. I'd be 110, 112 kilos, and I would kind of bounce back and forth. The more important competitions, I would cut down to 105 if I was trying to qualify for provincials or nationals or whatever it was. Right. And then they switched the weight classes, and since then I've just been at that 109 mark. But whenever we start doing competitions again, my plan is to be 102.
So, finished university, still competing at university. Come back to Ottawa then, or stay in Toronto and work with the
coach
there?
So, I went from Waterloo, finished my degree at Laurier. So, I was in the biology program. After 3 years, I applied to graduate early with just a general Bachelor of Science. Because at that point, I knew I wanted to get into firefighting. And I said, I'm going to take this extra year and the money I would have spent on the fourth year, rather than have a piece of paper that says biology on it, I'm happy with a piece of paper that says science.
Right.
And I'm going to put that money and time into pre-service.
Okay.
So then I went to Seneca in Toronto, did my pre-service firefighting training there.
Plus got to train closer with your coach.
Yeah, so I actually had a change of coach at that point.